What we are going to do is go into the message now. And if you've got your Bible handy, or if you've got a cell phone in your hand like I do right now, I ask that you will open your Bible app of choice, and that you will turn in your Bible or your Bible app to the book of Galatians chapter 5. That is Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Galatians 5, verses 22 to 26. I'll be reading from the New American Standard. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become boastful, challenging one another, envying one another. And Pastor, look forward to hearing your message.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Happy Sabbath again, everybody. The message today is called Backwards or Forwards, and I hope you'll find a blessing in it. So let's pray as we start. Dear Father in Heaven, please give me all the words and ideas to speak. Give me images to convey. And may you be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. In the year 1450 BC, there was a group of people living in one of the most powerful nations on the earth. And they lived in a place called Egypt. And these were a people with a blessed heritage. God had blessed them mightily. He'd given them blessings throughout the centuries. But eventually, they actually ended up in slavery in Egypt because they were, because the Egyptians were actually scared of them. They were growing so much. They were growing so powerful. They were prospering so much by the hand of the God of the universe that the Egyptians enacted laws to oppress these people and make sure that they didn't prosper and take over the kingdom. And these people were the Hebrew people who descended from Abraham. And after 400 years of slavery, there came a time when God wanted to liberate them from that slavery. And God sought to do it by the hand of a man named Moses. Moses was unsure of his ability to lead them out of a land of slavery, a land of satisfied slavery, actually. Moses was unsure about it, and it actually took him a lifetime to prepare to do it. He spent 40 years living in Egypt among his people, thinking he could do the job. And then he had to spend 40 years in the wilderness with his real preparation from the Lord to do the job. So today this message is called Backwards or Forwards, and it's about God bringing people out of satisfied slavery, bringing them forwards amidst their desire to go backwards. So back in Egypt, the people, you know, they had places to live. They had jobs. They had, they complained about their job, about the hard work making the bricks. But there was a satisfaction. You know, they had plenty of melons. They had plenty of leeks, plenty of onions, plenty of food, actually, even though they were slaves. But there was still a sense of dissatisfaction amongst their satisfied slavery. So there came a time when God decided to lead the people out of Egypt. And he did it by the hand of Moses. And they actually were called to leave all the comforts of slavery and go out into a place uninhabited, go out into a wilderness that God was leading them through. God was going to take them through a process of re-education. And everyone here has been to school. You know that learning is not always pleasant. It's difficult, and it requires you to slow down and do things differently. So God called the people to a process of re-education in their journey to the promised land. See, God promised them a land of milk and honey. He promised them a land of sweetness. He promised them a land where there was tasty things. You know, milk is, when it's fresh, it's mildly sweet. Honey is sweet. It's tasty. It's different. But then you look at back in slavery, they had the pungent things like garlic and meat. So they were, even the way they were eating was, it was totally different. They were used to sourness, bitterness. But they were going to a place of sweetness and relaxation and goodness. And God is calling us to something similar today. Not only in lifestyle, but in our characters too. See, what Dave read in Galatians 5, if you'll turn over there, Galatians chapter 5. Right before he read the fruits of the Spirit, Paul in here talks about the works of the flesh. So this is the Egyptian lifestyle that Paul is describing that the people were coming out of. He says in Galatians 5, verse 16, he says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as also I told you in the times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So those are the works of the flesh. As I got to thinking about this, I kept being impressed that we are so backwards compared to what God is calling us to do and moving forward. Like the Israelites back in Egypt, you know, there's something strange about slavery. It's kind of easy, but it's not fun. Not that it's always fun getting re-educated to walk in the Spirit. It's difficult, but Christ does say that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. He says, come and follow me and I'll change you and I'll make you who I see you becoming. But the people back in Egypt, they were used to this lifestyle. They were used to the satisfaction of sin. They were used to maybe even adultery, fornication, uncleanness, contention, jealousy, all this kind of stuff. And God was calling them not only physically from Egypt to come to a land of milk and honey, of sweetness, the promised land, but he was calling them spiritually for a total life transformation, something different than what they were used to. And God's doing the same with us today. He's calling us to give his way a shot, And he's calling us to go into the cocoon like a caterpillar and come out a transformed, beautiful butterfly free in the Spirit of Christ. That's what he's calling us to. And there's this desire in us to go backwards and not forwards. Paul often wrote about this. As I study Scripture more and more, I see that there's this constant tension between the flesh and the spirit. And if you know, maybe some of you listening aren't Christians, but you know, many of the people who attend church here are Christians, and sometimes we lose our way out in the wilderness, out in the way of this process of re-education. So God, we've accepted the call to leave Egypt and to go to the promised land, but there's this time out in the wilderness where there's all these tests. There's, like Dave mentioned, the fiery serpents coming out to bite you when we start complaining. There's temptations to rebel against leadership. There's temptations to go back to Egypt. And amidst all this, God is out in front of us leading the way, and he's saying, this is the way, walk in it. We're on the way to the promised land of milk and honey. And he's calling you to be strong in this warfare against the flesh, because that really is why Christianity is so radical and so life-changing, is because Jesus is calling us to a totally different way of life than is natural to us. Just totally different. He's calling us to actually these good things. He says the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22 is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there's no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another and envying one another. On this journey through the wilderness, God's calling us to live a Christ-like life. The being a Christian is so different in this world, because it's just so different than what this world is. And you may wonder sometimes, what is my job as a Christian? What am I doing here? You know, we have our jobs, we have our activities of daily life, we have you know, the things that God has blessed us with. But really, we're here to take up the cross and partake of Jesus' mission that he came to do. If you look at what Jesus did when he came to this earth, his whole job was to show people what God is like. Just show people what the Father's like. And in the process, he showed people what he's like too. Father, Son, and Spirit, they are all... they're all perfect representations of the divine character. And as a Christian, we are called to know the Lord. We are called to show the world what he's like. Because once we actually get to know the Lord, we'll realize that he's awesome. I mean, if you really get to thinking about it, love is good, peace is good, long-suffering is good. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. This is what God is like. God isn't like the works of the flesh. He's not an adulterer. He's not a fornicator. He's not dirty, unclean. He's not lewd. He's not idolatrous. He's not a sorcerer. He's not hateful. He's not contentious. He's not jealous, having outbursts of wrath, uncontrolled, selfishly ambitious. Dissension, heresy, jealous, murderous. He's not a drunk. He's not a partier. He's none of those things. And as Christians, we're called to step away from those things and take the yoke of Christ upon us and learn how to love, how to be peaceful, how to have self-control. This is what Christianity is about. It's about being changed from an Egyptian into someone who will be a faithful citizen of heaven. Because that's what we're here on. We're on a journey to the promised land. We're on a journey through this wilderness to the new earth. And God wants you to be there in that promised land with Him. And through this process of the wilderness, there's a lot of difficulties. I'm awed at the more I study Scripture, the clearer it becomes on what God is calling us to do. And the clearer it is how difficult this journey actually is. Because when you get a look at what God's like and then what you're like, it can be discouraging, but there's hope because we have Jesus Christ, our Savior. He came and lived a life of total self-sacrifice and unselfishness to show you that you can be like that too. That you have the high calling of being a Christian. You have that high calling. I have it. And it's fantastic. So on this wilderness journey, will you accept the call to be a Christian? Will you let God work in your life to transform you into a peaceful person, a joyous person, someone with self-control, with joy and peace? I know I want those things. I really want those. And there's always that temptation to go backwards. Because it is easier to go downhill than uphill. But maybe some of you have walked uphill or walked downhill. Now, I don't know about you. It may be different for some of you, but I actually enjoy walking uphill more than downhill. There's something about it that's more invigorating, and it actually feels better to walk uphill. It's more tiring, but there's more of a sense of satisfaction in it, like a real good satisfaction. But walking downhill, in some ways it's easier, but it's not very enjoyable, actually. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I actually much prefer walking uphill. So that can be an illustration of the Christian life. You know, it is technically tougher to go uphill, but with Christ, it actually feels much better. The difficulty makes it truly more satisfying. And there's even an ease in the difficulty, because Christ does promise this yoke is easy and His burden is light. And even in the garden, God said, "You'll earn bread by the sweat of your brow." So there's a blessing in labor and difficulty, even though it can be painful. So on this wilderness journey, will you accept the call of Christ to make you a joyful, self-controlled, merciful, and loving person, and go forwards rather than backwards? We're on the journey to the promised land, brothers and sisters. And we're ambassadors for Christ on this earth. Learn about Him. Take up the yoke of Christ. And show people what He's like, because He truly is good. So will you do that today? If you want to go on that wilderness journey with Christ, raise your hand with me. Raise your hand with me. Yeah, let's pray. Dear Father,